producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Righto, 855-993-7569. I have so many of you who already have been calling and want to get on the air that I am not even going to tell you that there are now more drones registered with the federal government than there are regular aircraft. 325,000 drones. And they're saying that you have to be registered, I think, in the next not very long period of time, or huge fines and years in jail and whatever. So we'll talk maybe about drone registration at some other point, but right now I'm going to go to the phones. Anita, you're on the air. Welcome. How may I help you?
Hi, Dr. Joy. I have a situation. I have a cousin, a male cousin, who I love like a brother. We've been close all growing up as children. And recently, not recently, 7 or 8 years ago, he decided not to talk to me.
Do we have any idea why?
I really don't. I suspect it is my political views because he's obsessed with politics.
Okay.
So what happened was all through those years, I begged him, I called him, I sent him letters, I sent him pictures of us as children, I did everything I could. Well, this last Christmas, when he sent me a Christmas card, which he hadn't sent in all those years, I returned
right.
his sender. And I think that's what...
Why?
Because I was...
Well, honey, why would you do that?
Because I was so damned mad at him for all those years.
I know, but honey, look, you have to remember what your goal is. And if your goal is to have a relationship... Look, I mean, all of us... There's a part of all of us that wants to be vengeful and be the one who determines when relationships end or go. But, honey, I mean, for 8 years it was silence. And I know it was difficult for you to get the damn card. But think of how hard it was for him to get over whatever his anger was. So
That's only part one of it, though.
Well, I love part one, as you can tell. Okay. All right. So you sent it back. Return to sender.
Right. The card works because with the help of his brother, my other cousin, he's agreed to come. He has initiated to meet me at a local restaurant to go to breakfast this Saturday. Which I'm elated about. I love him. I miss him.
Yes.
I love him.
But
don't I have the right to know why he was so mad at me for all the... How do I approach him?
All right, fair enough. Got it. All right, perfect. I got it. All right.
All right.
What I would say... All right, let me ask you a couple questions first. If I said to you, he's never going to be able to tell you, could you live with that?
Absolutely.
Okay. Perfect. All right, because then what you can say to him is, I am... All right, first of all, let's understand. You've probably done some bonehead move in your life. I would probably put sending the card back, return to sender, might fall into the category of bonehead, if effective.
Okay.
All right, so, and if somehow he said... I mean, you've kind of got a reasonable backstory of saying, well, look, for 8 years you ignored me, then all of a sudden you send a card and I'm supposed to pretend everything's fine.
Right.
I don't think he had to necessarily respond. I'm not sure I would have sent it back. But no, because, I mean, I think you sort of lucked out on this one. But if you... All right, let's not even worry about that. If I said to you, okay, because you and I don't have a history, right?
Right.
If I said, Anita, that was a really bonehead move. Why did you do that? And you're going to say, well, for 8 years. And I'd say, Anita, wasn't your goal to have a relationship? Why do you want to do that? At some point, you might sort of have a hard time justifying in your own mind, let alone justifying to me why you did that. At which point, if I pursue it, the relationship is going to be on very fragile footing. So, having said that, you already said to me that you could live without knowing exactly what was going on. So here's the scenario where I'm concerned.
I got it.
Trust me. I'm all right. So you go to breakfast. You say, this is great. I'm so glad to have you back. And I said, look, and then I would say to him, I am so glad to have you back. I essentially would have you back under any conditions, even without an explanation of what went on for the last 8 years. But two things. First of all, it would help me to get beyond this if you don't want to tell me why, because then you're giving him the option as opposed to demanding it. If you don't want to tell me why, I can live with that under one condition, that you promise me it will never happen again, because I missed you so much, and I don't want to feel like I have any restraints or constraints in this relationship of loving you and trusting you and having you in my life. And to be quite honest, it would probably help me if you could tell me why. But even if you can't tell me why, if you just promise me it'll never happen again, I can live with that. Because in that moment, my darling, you've done three really important things. You've confirmed and affirmed your relationship with him. You've told him that you'll give him that flexibility, which means that it's up to him. You're not demanding it of him. And third of all, you're explaining to him why it would be helpful to have it without demanding it. So that's what I would do. I would go and I would
give him the option.
Exactly, by saying, you know, I love you so much, I'm so glad. Sending back the card was kind of a bonehead move, except I just was feeling so sad. But I'm so glad you're here. I can live with not knowing on the one condition. I'd like to know, because it would help me to avoid it in the future, because I don't want to ever go through this again. But if you feel that you simply cannot tell me, and most people at that point will tell you, but even if he doesn't, that you've already told me that you can live without it on the one condition that he doesn't do it again. So you can be trusting in the relationship.
In other words, he doesn't hold another grudge again, you mean?
Well, that he won't sort of go, that if he's got a problem with you, he'll tell you what it is.
Oh, I see, and not be silent about it. Yeah, okay.
Exactly. Not just write you out of his life, because that's really what you want. Whatever happened, I mean, you have probably, if I said to you what degree of efficacy, what degree of certainty that it was political, you know, my guess is it was something else in addition. But at this moment, you've already told me you can live without knowing as long as he doesn't pull it again.
Right.
So that's what I would do. I would be transparent with him. I love you. This was really tough. Sending the thing back was kind of bonehead. On some level, I wish I hadn't done it, but I'm really glad you're here. I would love to know why, but if you're not willing to share that with me, I can live with it on the condition that if you're ever mad at me in the future, that you tell me rather than just write me out of your life.
Okay, and this is okay to say in a restaurant in public if I say
sure,
okay.
sure.
And you may in public.
Well, you're not gonna yell it, but and you know if other people over here, screw them. You know what? You know, mind their own business.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah, what can you say? Yeah, it's not their problem. But and if you get a little teary-eyed, that's okay.
I'm so thrilled. I miss him so
much. I know you are. And you can even send
him
an email saying, look, I'm really looking forward to it. I know I'm sounding like a giddy kid, but I'm so glad that. Or you could wait and see him on Saturday. No booze, okay? Because booze
will... No. Okay. I won't. Absolutely not. I don't want to do that. I just want to know why so I don't do it again. But I know that he has... I know that he has forsaken others with their political...
And, Anita, let me give you another warning about this. Be careful about that.
Okay.
You've got a very fragile truce. The more you pound on, look, I know you've done this to other people. I know this is your style. You know, I want to know why. The more you're going to undermine this. That's not... Your message is, I love you. I'm incredibly glad to have you back. I can live without not knowing what I did wrong, although it would be helpful so I can avoid it in the future. On the one condition that if you ever get mad at me again, that you tell me what you're mad about rather than just writing me off.
Right. I know
that's
expensive.
Right. And then you're going to have to let it go. All right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I will.
Okay. All right.
I will.
Hear me on your shoulder saying, walk away from the explanation. It's not. If he offers it, that's great. But you don't want to make it a condition.
I won't.
Okay?
I won't.
All right.
Oh, no, I won't.
All right.
Thank you so much, Joy. I listen to you all the time, and I'm telling you, your cheerful and stupid thing has made my life so much easier, I can't tell you. And I'm not a young lady. I learned it late, but it's never too late.
Never too late. Anita,
never.
Have a great Saturday. I can hardly wait. You'll have to call up and tell us all how it went. But
I will.
Absolutely. That'd be great. Just back off the need for an explanation. You've already told me, and if you change your mind on that, which I don't think you will, I mean, you're clearly glad to have him back under whatever conditions, with the minor understanding that he doesn't do it again. If he has a complaint with you, he calls you. Alrighty?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
All right. Sharon, Monica, Donna, we'll get to all of you. Hang on for me. And Amy from Japan, call me back. 855-993-7569 at Dr. Joy Brown. We'll be right back.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
With Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, folks, let me just add one other issue for Nita about why you don't ask for explanations is that it gets people back into whatever their frame of mind was when they froze you out. And that's the last thing you want. You don't want to remind somebody of their righteous indignation because it may seem stupid to you, but it was righteous to them or they wouldn't have done it. So you don't want to go back there, right? You want to move forward. Monica, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Listen to your show all the time. You're wonderful.
Well, thank you.
Maybe you could possibly help me out with this situation of And this is regarding my older sister, which is 3 years older than me.
Okay.
She was the first born. So then it came the twins, my twin sister and I.
Okay.
Now, as I got older, I thought maybe she always had a jealousy towards my sister and I. That's why she treated us so mean when we were younger. Growing up, she was the vicious sister, always mean. As we gotten older, at birthday parties, she would give us the tactful things that, it's like, would you buy your husband's mother this? 1 year, she bought us a plastic flower to put in the ground outside and put bird seed in it. Did you know it's cheap? It's you know, $1.99. She left the price tag on it.
She gave you a present. I mean, how old is your sister now, Monica?
Well, she is 67 now.
Okay.
Well, she still does the same thing because the last birthday was last May.
Right.
Oh, Dr. Joy, it's hurtful. It's just hurtful.
Well, but Monica, my darling. Listen, sweetie pie, you've had 6 decades to get used to the fact that this is your sister, right?
Yeah.
Now, you may have friends who, are you and your sister identical or fraternal twins?
We were identical.
Okay, well, then you probably still are.
Yeah, we still are. She passed
away.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Listen, part of it, darling, let's go through it a step at a time. Twins, as you know, because you've lived your whole life as a twin, get a lot more attention than... How long ago did your sister pass away?
Oh, 9 years ago now.
Okay. I mean, did the two of you... Well, you're going to get... Did your mom dress the two of you alike?
Oh, yes.
Okay. So you were kind of the... All right. Close your eyes for a minute and just think of the scenario. Your mom and your dad... And your sister and your twin are walking down the street. What is a stranger going to notice first and comment on first?
Oh, those twins.
You got it. Every single time. Your mom and dad could be dressed as clowns. Your older sister could be naked. Wouldn't make any difference. They could be dressed in sequins or rhinestones or have balloons coming out of their head or have bozo masks on. Doesn't make any difference. No matter what happens, look at the twins. Now think of this for a moment as a 3-year-old or a 5-year-old or a 10-year-old or a 15-year-old knowing that no matter what she did, no matter how good she was in school, no matter how beautiful her voice, no matter how great her figure, when a boy would come over to the house, what's he going to notice? The twins.
Right.
When you guys came to her high school graduation, what are they going to notice? The twins. It's at her wedding. The twins. So your older sister having some, and she may have loved you dearly. She may have been very proud of you, but certainly you were the huge diversion. No, and remember, for 3 years of her life, she was the princess. She was the only child. She was the one everybody noticed. And all of a sudden, it's like she was invisible. It's not the stuff of which wonderful relationships are made. It would take really a fairly saintly person to be able. And my guess is she did love you. I don't know what her gift giving is. I don't know what her financial situation is. Some people are really natural gift givers. They know exactly what to give you, and it's not about money. It's just about figuring out exactly the right thing. And there's some people who aren't. I don't know what her financial situation is.
They're very well off.
But you just took the words out of my mouth. There are a lot of people who are very well off who are very skimpy when it comes to gift giving. And I don't know if it's because that's why they're well off, is they never give anything away, or they don't want to be loved for their money, or they think it's creative or cute. It doesn't make any difference. The point is, from the get-go, you and your sister took away her wind, took away her sunshine. You didn't do it on purpose. It wasn't your fault. But that was the reality of her life and her family life. Second of all, you've had 60 years to get used to the fact that she doesn't, you know, that be stupid and cheerful about it. She probably has never forgotten your birthday. She may come up with gifts that you think are dumb or demeaning, but so that you need to change your opinion about what gift giving is about. But to spend any more, to spend another millisecond viewing your sister as mean, because one of two things is absolutely true, Monica. Either she adores you and she this is just her way, or she adores you and she has a subtext anger about you. But no matter what it is, you're not going to change it, which means you need to change your behavior. And the only shot you have at changing her behavior is to change hers. So instead of looking at the $1.99 plastic flower with a bird seed, say, what a great idea. That way you don't have to kill a plant and I can put some bird seed out. You will change everything. Most importantly, because that nasty little feeling in your stomach will go away. And your sister will not feel like no matter what she does, it's not going to be okay, because she always feels like no matter what she does, you're going to get all the attention anyway. Mm-hmm. And we could also add to a certain extent, but I would only whisper this in your ear, that you know my mantra, which is all God's children need attention. If you can't get it for doing something positive, you get it for doing something negative. And it may be that your sister has figured out, I'll never get the attention that I deserve when Monica's around, and therefore I'll get attention for giving a crappy gift. So give her a hug and a smile and love your sister and be glad that you got to be one of the twins. Or maybe you didn't. Maybe, I mean, I've dealt with a lot of twins in therapy. And it's really fascinating to me that usually one of the twins loves being a twin and the other doesn't. And I don't know which you are.
Being twins.
Great. So you won in the genetic lottery. You won. Your sister doesn't feel your sister feels that in the genetic lottery she lost. So love her for who she is. Love her for the fact that she shows up at your birthday. She's never forgotten your birthday. She loves you in a way that may not be exactly what you were used to. But honey, you're used to people falling all over you and going, wow. And maybe that's how she feels that she could be different, is that she's not going to fall over you and go, the twin.
Well, but her was this last birthday.
Monica, why would you be hurt when someone gives you something? It may not be what you want, but at this stage in your life, if you want something, you can probably get it for yourself. Why would you be hurt? You think about that. I'll put you back on in just a minute. Women, I will get to you in just a moment. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
You hear that, kid? That's the hum of a well-run facility. You know what I hate hearing? Silence. Silence on a production line means downtime. Downtime means wasted time. Wasted time means wasted money. Silence isn't golden, kid. It's deadly. That's why I love Grainger. With a wide variety of the latest products, Grainger gets us what we need when we need it to help keep this place up and running and humming away. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacro wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
America. This is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea. But we have a whole bunch of you lined up. Jacob or Manny may get on with you and say, look, we've got a couple calls ahead of you. If you'd like, we can call you back. So understand, I promise we're not going to turn your phone number over to the FBI or anything like that. It just means for those of you who have a hard time sort of being put on hold, you'll be able to hear the program. But if you'd like, we can do that. And in fact, if you call on the number when I'm not here, if you want, or you can Facebook me and leave. I understand we'd call you back between noon and 3 Eastern, and that's when I'm doing the program. But if that helps you out, feel free. Okay, Monica. So let's,
yes,
you know,
hi, doctor.
Tell me why you would be hurt by any of this.
Because I feel that's not love. That's out of being, you know.
What would be love? What could she do that you felt would be loving?
Well, you know, I mean, she knows me and she knows.
No. Give me specifics.
Well.
What do you give her for her birthday?
Out of love, what do you do? So you give them something that you know the person will like.
How do you know that? I mean, haven't you ever given somebody something that you thought they would really like and they didn't?
No, I know my girlfriends and I give them everything or whatever they like.
How would you know that they like it? They say thank you, but they may or may not. They may be very polite about it. Doesn't mean that it's exactly what they wanted. And I'm not disparaging you. I'm just saying reading somebody else's mind is tricky stuff.
Yeah, it can be. Yes.
What could your sister give you that you think would be valuable to you? Does your sister live near you?
She lives about an hour and a half, 2 hours from me.
What did you give her for her birthday?
Her birthday was after mine, after I wrote her a letter and told her that I cut off all ties with you, Sharon. I said I cut off all ties with you. I wish you well, and I hope and pray someday that you will figure this out.
Because she gave you something you didn't want for your birthday. Where's the love in that, Monica?
Well, what she gave me was things from her house.
So what?
From her house.
So, Monica, I don't even know that we have an overlap that we can talk about. I mean, I think the fact that somebody would remember you and how they remember you and what they give you seems to me almost irrelevant. I mean, once you're a grown-up, you buy whatever you want for yourself, and gifts are just an acknowledgement. They're just a tangible symbol that somebody is thinking about you. And for you to say...
But I don't think she gives it any thought.
Monica, you and I, we got no overlap. There's nothing we can talk about here. Because no matter what I'm going to say, you're going to say, she didn't give me what I want, therefore she doesn't love me. And that has I don't even understand that concept of love. That seems to me like you know, the MasterCard school of life. I don't know. I don't know how to find the language to say to you. I just don't think we have an overlap of philosophies. I mean, the idea that if somebody doesn't give you something that you want for a gift, that they don't care about you, is just so foreign to anything that I think about friendship or love or gift giving or anything else. I don't know how to talk about this. It's like one of us is speaking Swahili and the other is speaking Urdu.
Okay, I guess in my mind.
Well, I know what's in your mind. I'm just saying that's going to limit you a lot. What I'd really like for you to do, because I don't want to harangue you. Okay. I want you to think about, because I'll tell you what I was going to suggest, which is a waste of time. I was going to say, why don't you say to your sister, listen, for our birthdays, how about if we each, you know, if we went someplace together, if we went on a trip together, or we went to a fancy restaurant together, or we went to the theater together, or we got mani-pedis together, but it's not going to make any sense to you. You and I have completely different worldviews. I think we're speaking such different languages. And the idea of cutting somebody out of your life because you didn't like the gift that they gave you is just, it's literally shocking to me.
Well, it's just her ways, how she goes about it.
Well, if it's just her way, then how can you... Monica, we're going to go round and round on this, and I don't want to harangue you. I'd love for you to think about it, but I don't have the sense that I've... You know, the guys will tell you, I will stick with a caller for a very long period of time trying to get through. I have the feeling that you're going to feel like I'm attacking you, and I'm going to feel like I'm wasting my time. We just have no overlap.
Okay.
I just can't imagine being angry with somebody.
Well, correct the situation then?
Well, but I don't think you want to correct it. She's not going to change her behavior. You're going to have to change your attitude. If you really wanted to change your attitude, what I would do is give her a call or go see her and say, you know what, I think I've put too much emphasis on gift giving. And what I'd really like is for us to figure out, you tell me what I can do to make you happy. And I'll tell you what you can do to make me happy, but it's going to have to be something other than giving a lavish gift. And let's see if we can't figure out a way to be friends with each other or to get along better with each other. But
I really do, because she's my only member left.
Well, but then rather than being hurt by it, I think you're going to have to understand that I don't think she... Look, there's only two possibilities here, Monica. Either she meant to hurt your feelings... At which point it makes more sense, it seems to me, to ignore your birthday than to send you anything.
Right.
Or that was not her intent. She's just not very good at this. Or I suppose a third possibility is that it's her unconscious intent, that she's not really aware of the fact that she's still angry with you for taking away all of her attention. But none of that has anything to do with you. All that has to do with her. And there are people who are really, I mean, I have a friend who's always late. Always late. And I mean, when I say late, I'm not talking about a couple minutes. She'd be an hour late. And what I finally figured out was that she did this to everybody. Now, that doesn't mean I have to be her friend, but to take it seriously, to be hurt by the fact that she couldn't bother to show up on time. And I'm a broadcaster, so I can't be like 30 seconds late. I mean, so there was not much of an overlap, except I finally decided if she's going to be your friend, if you want to have anything to do with her, you have to understand this has nothing to do with you and everything to do with her. It may be unacceptable to you, but you can't take it personally because she does it to everybody. She does it to everybody. It doesn't have anything to do with you. It only has to do with her. Mm-hmm. And you make your decisions on that basis. What I'm saying to you is your sister's not very good at giving you what you want. Now, there are a couple ways of dealing with that. You can decide to let it go. You can say to her, look, I'll tell you what, we'll treat it like Christmas and I'll give you a list of the things I like. Or you can make a donation in my name to my charity or whatever you want. But to be hurt by it is narcissism. It's saying it has to do with me.
She didn't get anything off the list.
Well, I mean, I've personally, that's, again, Monica, we don't have anything to talk about here, honey. I mean, no matter what I say, you're going to argue with me. You want to be mad at your sister. I think it's a waste of your time. And as you point out, she's the only kinfolk you got left. So, and I'm telling you, you're not going to change her behavior. You're going to have to change your own attitude. And if you're not willing to do that, then that's what I'm in the business of doing, of changing the person who's on the other end of the lines with me perception. Because that's the only person I have access to. You're not going to do that. You don't want to do that. You have no investment in doing that. So I'll tell you what, think about it, and if you change your mind, call me back. All right?
Okay.
Good
Thank
enough.
You.
You're welcome. Thank you for being polite. Sharon, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Sharon? Hi, Dr. Joy. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for being patient with me. You're welcome. How may I help you?
Well, I have a friend who's my kids, you know, they're in school now, and so I met this little boy's mom, and okay. My boy seemed to really like him, and so last year we were pretty friendly, and then she's done some things that have made me kind of want to stay away from her just because our values don't seem to match up.
Can you give me an example?
She and her husband are both big drinkers, and okay. And then I watched her son last year for after school, and she came to pick her son up, and she was with another guy that wasn't her husband.
Yikes!
And yeah, I know.
Okay, I got it. All right. So, different yeah. lifestyles. All
right. Right. So anyway, but we sort of. I mean, we didn't mend fences, but we sort of, you know, were just kind of friendly to a distance. So now, anyway, so she was going to do me a favor by bringing my kids up to a camp, which is very close to her house.
Okay, and let me put you on for just a second. We'll come back. We'll pick it up on the schlep to camp, all right? Hang on for me. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay, we're talking with Sharon. Sharon, how old is your son?
They're going to be 7.
Okay. So for, about a year, you guys were friends. And then she had some things that made you a little disconcerted, sort of backing off a little bit. And now she's offered to take the boys to camp.
Right.
Near her house. Okay, so where are we today?
So this was as of yesterday. And so I looked on her face. I just saw a news feed on her Facebook page, and she had been drinking with her friend and doing fireball shots at 2 a.m. So I said, wow. So anyway, I texted her and said, you know, my schedule got rearranged and I can bring the boys myself instead. And I said, maybe I could even, you know, why don't I just pick up your son and I could bring them to camp. And she said that would be great because I'm so tired and all this other stuff. So And I don't even want to have her pick him up today. But I mean, I guess I just wondered, like, how honest I should be with her, or should I just sort of write her off, basically? I don't know.
Pretend I'm her for just a minute, okay? What do you want to say to me? All right, I'm going to say, Sharon, I feel like, you know, we were really getting to be friends, and now I sort of feel like there's some distance that, you know, you're kind of a little colder to me. Did I do something wrong?
I guess I would just say that the drinking doesn't seem to line up with my family values.
Okay.
I
hear what you're saying. What I might do is make it a little more... I hear what you're saying, and I hear that there's a part of you that wants to be honest with her. Let me ask you, I guess, another question preparatory to that, which is if she said... because we could talk about how to deal with the drinking. Do you view her as somebody that you'd like to be close to, or is she just have you already kind of written her off, that you just as soon have her at arm's length? If you had a magic wand that could make things exactly the way you wanted them to be, understanding that the likelihood of her changing her behavior is not very high, is this a relationship that you really value, or one that was just convenient and you're perfectly willing to let it kind of, if not be, I don't think you necessarily have to boycott her, but you don't want to be any closer than you are now. What's your preference at this moment?
Well, I mean, there are some aspects that, I mean, I do like value in her as a friend. I think I'm also hypersensitive to this because we're dealing with some recovery in our family right now. My husband is recovering from alcoholism. So, I mean,
perfect.
So, yeah.
Okay. That's all right. Because you already got me. All right, here's perfect. Because what I was going to suggest, you're going to think this is do-do-do-do, is to say, listen, let me be honest with you. We have some family issues about alcohol. The fact that it turns out to be true, fabulous! Because everybody, every family has got something about, I mean, one out of every six people in this country is an alcoholic or something. So, I mean, it's very hard to find a family that doesn't. What I was going to suggest, depending on what your answer was, because if basically you're saying, look, she's okay, but there's really no motivation for having any closer relationship, I'd say let it go. Just keep it the way it is. But if what you're telling me, if I hear correctly, is you really do value her, then what I would do is to say, let me be really honest with you. I think you're great. I think you have a great sense of humor. I love how you parent. But I'm going through some stuff in my life that I just am not really comfortable talking about at this moment, or maybe you are comfortable talking about it because it may be a way to get her on board, but that's completely up to you. I have some issues about alcohol in my family, and to be quite honest, when I saw your Facebook page, it just brought up all that anxiety for me. And I figure I have to deal with my family before I can deal with you. And I can't do both at the same time. And so while I really value you as a friend, I can't deal with that right now. And then she can decide what she wants to do about it. But that's what I was going to suggest you do before I knew that you were dealing with it in quite such a personal way. So, and I think that what I would encourage you to do, unless you really don't have any interest in her ever as a friend, and then I think you go your own way, because there's no particular benefit from this, and the risk is high. If you, in fact, view her as a potential really good friend and worth investing in, one of the hallmarks of friendship is that we are honest. We talk the hard talk with our friends. Because they're our friends, because we value them. And you may be able to not only give her some explanation about what's going on, but you might be able to help her, and she might be able to help you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay?
All right.
Yeah, I can hear you like that answer, that there's a relief in there. Yeah, so good. So, but and I would approach it exactly that way. And you can even be more honest. You can say, look, there's a part of me that thought, I just can't deal with this right now, you know. But there's another part of me that really values you, and I am going through something in a very personal way. And so I guess I can't deal with both at the same time, but I want you to know that I do value you, and I do care about you, but the alcohol problem is just so personal for me right now, you know, that it scares me.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Okay, great.
Good enough.
All right, well, thank you.
You're welcome. You also need to make sure that you don't have to worry about drinking when she's around your kid. But my guess is that that's, I don't know if that is something you're worried about. That's something you need to bring up in the conversation as well. It sounds like it was secondary, that the primary issue is, crap, I can't do it in both areas of my life. So,
right.
All right?
Yeah, okay.
And if you haven't been to an Al-Anon meeting, you may want to go.
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely involved with Al-Anon, so yeah.
Good. All right. Yeah. All right. All right, kiddo. Good luck.
Thank you. Okay.
All righty. Bye-bye. All righty. Arlene, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. We may have to stop and start, but I do want to start with you and talk what we're going to be talking about. What's on your mind, Cookie?
Yes. I could really, really understand about the twin situation because I am a twin. I have had a twin brother. He died last summer. I'm in my 70s. And we had an older sister, 5 years older, and she was not very nice to us growing up. We did get a lot of attention because twins were not really around much then. I guess they didn't survive childbirth a lot. And as a teenager, she took her anger mostly out at me, telling me how I was fat, which I was not. I was thin. I was ugly. I was stupid. I was ignorant. I was awful. And she did give cheap gifts to us, very cheap. And she couldn't make us feel important at all.
Well, again, I mean, she, you know, again, that... Yeah, that I think taking it personally is a mistake. That she felt that you and your brother sort of took away her, not only her, the attention, but the attention of your parents and your grandparents.
Oh, I'm sure.
Large. Listen, I'll tell you what. Let me put you on hold, and if there are more to talk about, we'll talk about it. And Monica, we will get you to you as well. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.